gracious Father, we worship you for your God that answers prayers. Oh, thou that hearest prayers to thee which are all flesh come. We ask as we open our hearts and our mouths to pray today, your grace will be upon us in the name of Jesus. Your word will come out with fire today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Over the week, I was at our campground at Ejara, Egypt. And the Lord opened in my heart a number of things to share with the church. There is an anointing on that land that I want us to contact. There's an anointing in that place that I want us to contact by prayer. Somebody say prayer. Somebody say prayer. Now, there are mysteries among all us that the church seems to be ignorant of. I have repeatedly said that you should be careful of the kind of altar you put on it. There are mysteries behind altars. An altar is a place where divine and physical meet. An altar is a meeting point between divinity and the physical realm. And man is the only entity that can interact with the spiritual and the physical as well. Demons and angels need bodies before they can appear. A demon cannot just appear to you. A demon has to enter someone's body. In fact, when Gabriel was to announce the birth of Jesus to Mary, the Almighty God had to seek permission from him. When he told him, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, the fruit of the Lord shall overshadow you. Mary had to say, be unto me according to your word. If she had not sent me unto me, if she had not permitted me, even Almighty Jesus would not be known. So, even the spiritual is the permission of man to manifest. So, we don't understand the mystery God has placed in man. He says, what is man that thou wouldest mindful of him? Hallelujah. So, what is prayer? Prayer is one of the ways we communicate with God. Prayer is one of the ways we communicate with God. It is not just a platform for petition. That is one error some of us make. We view prayer as a platform for petition. Prayer is a way of communication to God. Prayer creates a legal platform for God and angels to gain entrance. Prayer creates a legal platform for God and angels and spirits to enter, to get access, to get entrance into the spirit of man. Psalm 115 verse 16. Anybody? Verse 16. Yes. Yes. The heaven is for the Lord. For he has given us this earthly domain, every kingdom as our domain. So the spirit cannot just operate on earth without someone's salvation.
That is why when the devil wants to torment someone or wants to frustrate you or your job, the devil doesn't come physically to start tormenting you. What does the devil do? He enters through someone, maybe a boss, maybe a colleague, maybe even a subordinate, to start frustrating the person. So the earth God has given to us to dominate. And then prayer is God's upright system of enforcing dominion. That dominion that God has given us, that we read in Psalm 16, you cannot just cultivate. There are forces around that doesn't want your dominion. So prayer is one way of enforcing dominion. Prayer is an authorized system of enforcing compliance. So if God has ordered that this will happen in your life, if God has ordered that lives will fall in pleasant places for you, and just go to your house and fold your hands, sir, lives will not work like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So prayer is a way to enforce compliance that this is what the Lord has spoken about me. Forces of heaven, forces of earth, in my way. Now, what is an altar? What is an altar? An altar is a system of authorization. An altar is a system of authorization. An altar can also be a platform where the spirit realm contacts the physical realm on legal grounds. An altar can also be a platform where the spirit realm contacts the physical realm on legal grounds. There are things that happen only at an altar. Let me use the African traditional religion as an example. You know that in the days of our fathers and forefathers, how did those, when they say this tree is a special tree, everybody who touches it, blah, 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 this will happen to the person. You know what happens? If you call, you can invoke an altar. If you go to a particular spot or tree, the pouring oil, everything. A normal tree, just the pouring oil. Go and keep doing a routine. Keep doing a demon hanging around your head. If that is possible in the negative realm, how much more in the realm of the Holy Spirit? Which means you can create an altar in your house. You can create an altar in your life that what you do regularly, repeatedly, will give legal grounds for the spiritual to interact with the physical. Praise the Lord. Write this down. Whenever you prepare in life, an altar has to be built. Whenever everybody prevails in life, an altar has to be built. Because success in life is not natural. You will not just be successful because people like you. There is a family, it's public knowledge, so I can say it here. There's a family in Osun State. And in the family, in that state, three of them have become governors. In the family, sir,
three of them.
How many governors have they had? That three governors out of how many governors they've had since 1993. In 30 years. In one family, the same surname, they produced three governors.
When I was coming from Ikeji, we were having that conversation, and the point is that we were having a conversation with
him. He did not have party in that house. He said, chief village people, don't they that family? And all of them are becoming governors. Mustafa, there's an order. An order has to be good. An order is either their father.
Let me give this story. See, life is, there are mysteries in this life. I know someone, like a father to me. All his siblings, every one of them, built house early in life. In fact, he bought his first land before he was 20. Built his house at 22 or so, his first house.
How? What happened? What is it? He said, he used to serve the God in their village, the village God. So their forefather built a house for that God. That God, that idol, now spoke through the chief priest of the village. Did that build a house for me? All your lineage will have a house.
Generations after, they don't even know how it is. Because an altar has been raised.
Now imagine if an altar, if that altar was a negative one, and the demon has spoken negative.
Also, they said the devil cannot give you something that cannot collect another thing. That thing gives them house and collects home from them. Won't go there. But what I'm saying is that for anybody to reveal life, an altar. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As one of the superintendents, Professor Adeji Abodegbe, was sharing a testimony yesterday at the program we had. And it was like his brother or his son was in a big organization in America working. So he had a boss who was very tough or wicked. The guy was just frustrating this guy. So he thought that the guy was frustrating him because he was black. The guy is white. Now told their mother, I'm having this problem. Man. What did Mama say? Mama said, bring his name. He sent the name to Mama. In how many weeks, they transferred to the man. Altars, and we know the best that that mama, she's a prayer match. That mama, he has built an altar for our children. He can build an altar for your generation. So your vision in life is not your altar, not just your service. To be victorious in life, it is tied to your altar. And all that is a system where problems are activated and maintained. An altar is a system where problems are activated and maintained. And I also have to tell you that an altar can be a monument, like a mountain, a holy place, a church. Another can be people. Because you are connected to this person, that can be an altar. Another can also be an institution. Because you belong to this family. So another can be a monument. See, people that claim that tell you that you can stay in your room and anything we have for you, God will hear your prayer. I'm not against that. God is only present. God can hear your prayer even in your heart. I'm not against that. But somehow,
there are spots on this earth. There are spots on this earth that are
special. Let me use that word.
There are points on this earth that are special, and we'll get the enemies. So the mysteries you do continually becomes important. The mysteries, the activities you do continually becomes an order. Genesis chapter 12, verse 8, and someone else, Genesis 28, verse 16. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. Genesis 28, 16. Yes, sir. Yes. So Abraham built an altar in Bethel in Genesis chapter 12. Now go to chapter 16, verse 16. What happened? Yes. Yes. Jacob, 100 years later, was sleeping, and all that sleep place is not like a thing that will allow. Sir, he saw angels ascending and descending. 100 years later, sir, there are portals, heavenly portals opened in some specific place on this earth. Trust me, I don't know people living in Bethlehem. I'm very sure they even passed through that business. They knew it's not. They were just going and coming back. I'll give some testimonies about a family of the KG. We heard in the 90s that a madman was just going on the expressway. The camera is on the expressway, for those of us who have been there, was just going on the expressway and just found our way, there's a stream that Apostle Yohanan guest at the entrance of the camp. The woman just entered the stream. Nobody prayed for her, nobody preached to her. Just entered the stream. She had a bath. And she just came out like, what am I doing here? That was when people don't show her. She was not a man. As senses came to her, nobody prayed to her. That same portal, angels have been ascending and descending for 100 years. But some people will just, some people are living in that image. They don't want to remember experience this pattern. Some people will come to a church where a portal has been opened. In fact, we've seen churches, especially in the Western world, whereby, you know, this is our church now, we rent 100%. It's possible for us to just rent a space for Sundays alone, you know that. And they use it for other things during the week. But when you come back on that same Sunday, it is here, an altar. And the prayers you make on that altar will still ascend to heaven. And some people will come here for fasting. When Elijah was to be taken to them, why did he say, okay, I'm ready to take me from there? He knew that he needed to get to a particular spot. See, everywhere is going to be on this level. When some people are going climbing mountains, there are places that will be seen. I have the privilege to be in Baba Adebayo's prayer room. That open. I know people walking in that place is now turned to like a library and a mausoleum. People go in there, pray. I know some people that are walking there. They may not even have experienced supernatural. But you can't enter that room and tell me, except your eyes are blind, that the Spirit comes to the body. There are several houses called powerhouses, CAC. The houses that Apostle Ibabalala lived.
There's one in Kefla.
There's one in
Odowa. Is it Odowa or Odowa?
The Odowa way. See, power is you. The man that has died in 1959, or almost 70 years ago, he has a leak. One of my brothers, when they went to give his prayer room to pray, he was just praying. So they finished praying. After the prayer, they just wanted to pray. He said, you can't, you know, they will tell you that was where his bed was. So he just, you are praying here, you now wanted to pass through where his bed was. He didn't know where his bed was.
So after some couple of hours, I look up, he don't know what I'm like,
when you understand the mysteries of all that, we're still going to go on some spiritual exercises. With all this, yes, I heard that there are some mountains around Abuja, yes, but when there are some places that will take us to.
Especially this Kogi, I mean, Kwara is not far from me, so we can
continue to Kwara. There are places that will come to this. When did Jesus come to be, he was to be taken to heaven. Why didn't he come in the midst of his disciples and ascend? He told them, this mirror incarnate can spot on this earth. You don't carry the same power. You can turn your room to yourself.
When I was in university, I used to be quite nice. So, God has given me the grace to know riches, to recognize riches. So, I was 5 years younger, maybe if I would have done that, I would go and miss riches. If they would move away, fly over my roof.
Don't attempt to even come to my house to be dead. Or just try, if you fly over my roof, you'll be born. You don't touch a woman. You can turn your room, your house, to an altar.
I heard a testimony. I'll share this with somebody. I heard a testimony of one of my from one of my fathers. I went to the house of a couple. In those days, they used to be hired assassins all over the place. So these people were asked to assassinate that person. Sam realized it. They shot the man. They heard something like metal bounce back in the bullet. Bam! They shot him again. They heard bam! Young robbers are doing all that. Where is the story of that he was going and some policemen stopped him? In the test, he's having what he's doing. And he asked for extra tire, he asked for everything. Papa has everything. He was not telling him. He's now doing this. I'm going for the revival. The police said, oh, you must set before you go. That bride with all this is like boxes or whatever. So I'm a man of God. I cannot say, oh my brother, please don't give me. The man now said something, the police, he said this to you, but he said, do you want me to, I'm going to get that area already. That means that you want me to discipline you, you want me to deal with you, something like that. Baba just got angry, deal with you. Everything with this guy. The guy just started hearing cane on his back. And as he was hearing the cane, you know, in those days, the uniform of police was actually, the uniform was here on his back. Yay! Bam! Yay! Bam! It was just, they were just plugging in. Who was plugging in? The guy see. But they can see Matt on his back. Until the inspector, our father, we just said, what happened? Baba, you don't know what I do. Sorry. Baba, sorry. Okay, angel. Is that right? Power.
men that have contacted things, you can be that man.
Let's run that way. We're going to do some prayers. Can you open on the keyboard?
You reign, Oh!
Because when men have fallen asleep. They don't even know what happened in the night. Father, in any place we are, oh God, we pray for you that you help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Be there to vindicate us, be there to help us, be there to prove us that we are innocent of every accusation that men want to bring before us in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We quickly take the Holy Communion.